What do you typically see with aromatase inhibitors in the adjuvant setting, particularly as it relates to joints, and how do you deal with it?
Well, I mean, I guess the biggest thing that strikes me, and as you're taking care of patients, is really the variability of the problem. I mean, there are many patients that most patients, if you question them, will say, well, maybe, you know, but there's, I mean, I find that up to a half of patients really just don't seem to have much problem with it, or they consider it minor or trivial. But there are that 25% or so, one in four women, where it really does get to be a problem for them. And my first patient, actually, she's a nurse, and she got to where she was having a very difficult time at work after she had been on maybe 18 months or so. I mean, it was really starting to impact her. And, you know, she had that higher risk, she had the lobular features. And so what we ultimately did on her was actually, rather than going over to tamoxifen, because, you know, there was the big 198 data that suggested that in lobular patients, the AIs were substantially better than tamoxifen, pretty large set of patients. I mean, nothing definitive, but I think that was an interesting exploratory analysis. We talked about that, and we decided what I do sometimes with these people is bridge them over to fulvestrant for a while if their risk is really elevated. If their risk isn't that elevated, I'll just say, let's take a break. I generally will start with anastrozole or letrozole. So if they have problems, I'll talk about let's try transitioning to exemestane. But I tend to take them off, give them a break, see if it resolves before starting a new medication. And I actually have a fair amount of luck with that strategy. I really have not, you know, in terms of trying to treat it symptomatically, I'm not aware of anything that really is all that effective that patients want to take long term. And if there's problems, then I'll say, let's go, you know, if they are lower risk, as I said, I'll say, let's do tamoxifen for a while. Because I think the critical thing is to make sure, do everything you can to help the woman stay on an effective endocrine therapy. And so I think you need to be flexible and work with them.